both sides sometimes, and at times that feels overwhelming, but Paul says, guess what? We're not crushed. He might push against me. He can't crush me. And as a matter of fact, we better understand who actually does get crushed in this picture. And it's not me. Jesus crushes the enemy. And back in Genesis chapter 3, this is right back in the very beginning. Genesis chapter 3, when the serpent was there, God says to the serpent, he says, you will strike his heel. He's talking about Jesus. Yeah, you will strike his heel, but he will crush your head. So let's get clear. Let's get clear about who gets crushed around here, because it isn't you. Yeah, Jesus, he's going to strike your heel. It's not going to be easy, Jesus. You're going to be stricken on the cross. You're going to be nailed to the cross. You're going to die a horrible death. He will strike your heel, but you will crush his little serpent head. You'll crush it under your foot. Romans 16, you can look this up. I think it's verse 20. Romans 16, 20 says that the God of peace will soon, one day soon, crush Satan under your feet. And maybe you need to hear that today, that whatever it is you're battling with, whatever you're struggling with, whatever battle that seems the enemy's winning, I got to tell you, you got to hear this as an encouraging word today, that enemy's going to be crushed under your feet. That he is the one who gets crushed, not you, not me. Thank God. I might get pushed, and I might be pressed on by the enemy. And some days are worse than others, but he's going to have his head crushed. And that day is coming soon. Second thing he says is that we're perplexed, but we're not in despair. There's the but, okay? Sometimes we're perplexed, but not in despair. And sometimes we are perplexed. If you're like me, but it's probably better to say if you're normal. There's times when you're perplexed. There's things that I don't get some things. Perplexed means it's a wondering of the mind. It's what that word really means. We're perplexed, you know. I don't get everything that God does. I don't understand why things happen the way they happen sometimes. You know, why are these things going on in my life? Do you wonder that sometimes? It's okay. It's okay to be perplexed. I think that's important to say that. I've sometimes heard people speak, and it's almost as if the message is we should never have any of those issues, never any doubts, never perplex, just zippity-doo-dah, sing zippity-doo-dah all day long, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. You know, I'm a Christian and everything always goes my way. You know, I just made that up. But you know what? It's okay to be perplexed sometimes. It's okay to ask God, what's going on, God? It's even okay sometimes to get angry with him because I think he's big enough that he can handle it. You can ask God questions. You can say, I don't understand why my husband left. I don't understand why I lost my job. I don't get why this stuff is going on. I don't know why. But you know what? We might be perplexed, but we're not in despair. Another word for that is confused. I'm not confused. Got to be completely clear about this. I can be perplexed. I might wonder what God's doing. I might ask him, what are you doing, God? None of this makes sense. I don't get why this happened, God. I'm not seeing it here. But I don't doubt you. I trust you, God. I don't think that you have lost your mind or that you don't love me anymore, God. I am perplexed about a lot of things, but I'm not confused and I'm not in despair because my God is in control. My God holds this very world in his hands. And even though I don't get all the answers, and I'd like to have all the answers, I don't get all the answers. I know who has the answers. And like Paul, I agree with this. I take encouragement from this. I stand on this promise that we're perplexed, but not in despair. I'm not pulling my hair out, because that is a useless exercise for me. I am not in despair. Can you say amen to that? The third thing, he says, I am persecuted, but I am not abandoned. I am persecuted, but I am not abandoned. I don't know that it's fair to say that any of us have ever been persecuted. Not really. Not according to the real definition of that term. 120,000 Christians were killed last year in different places like China and some of the real problem places in Africa and North Korea. There are 120,000 Christians who lost their lives. Now, those people were persecuted. We should be careful not to identify with that and say, well, look at me, I'm persecuted. We're not really persecuted like that. I've never been persecuted like that. I've had people oppose me. I've had oppression in my life. I don't think that's the same thing as persecution. But I also think that that day isn't far off. There's a day coming when it's going to be harder and harder to make a stand for Jesus. There's a day coming when that persecution may very well be something that we're going to face, and we're going to have to stand up and decide, am I going to stand for Jesus Christ, or am I going to go along with whatever the world and whatever, you know, my peers and all those out there are going to get me to go and want me to do? There's a day coming when it's going to be harder because, you know why? Because the brokenness isn't going to go away. The Bible makes that clear. It's not going to get better until Jesus comes. There's still going to be broken people. The poor you will always have with you, he said. You're always going to have them. It's not going to go away. It's not going to be a snap of the finger and then everything is good again for a while. It's going to increasingly get worse, and we need to increasingly draw close to God. We need to envelop that light that he talks about that shines in my heart. We need to recognize that he's put us here for a purpose, and man, we got to do that purpose. You can do all kinds of things in your life, but if you're not fulfilling the purpose that God's given you, and really, isn't that one of the big questions in life? What am I supposed to do, God? You know, if you at least ask that question, if you will at least ask that question, then he'll answer it. But we can go about our lives, and many, many people do this. We can go about our lives and not fulfill our purpose whatsoever, be completely oblivious to anything that God wants us to do. We're just having a good career or building a house or finishing the picket fence or, you know, chasing after this or after that. But why has God put you here? What is the gift that he has, you know, endowed you with, right? Why are you here? And are you asking that question, God, what do you want from me? How can you use me? How can I shine this light? What do you want me to do, God? The more we do this, I got bad news, that the more you do that, the more the persecution is bound to come. But here's the good news, that even when the persecution does come, and even when it's not persecution and it's just opposition, let's say, or anything else like that, God doesn't abandon us. I love this. He says, we're persecuted. Paul could say he's persecuted. He really was, right? But he said, but I'm not abandoned. God hasn't abandoned you. Do you get that? God hasn't abandoned you. God hasn't left you all alone. He says, I'll never leave you, and I'm never going to forsake you. Oh, never. He said to his disciples, and lo, I'm with you always. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. He's reminded me of that again. He's with me. I haven't abandoned you. I haven't left you out in the lurch. And I want you to know the same is true for all of us, right? I haven't abandoned you. I still love you. I'm still holding you up. You can still trust in me. I am your God. We've been persecuted, he says, but we're not abandoned. We're not abandoned. The God of angel armies. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. Thank you, God. And nothing formed against me shall stand. Whom shall I fear? The song says. Whom shall I fear? I'm not afraid because my God hasn't abandoned me. And you know, I just believe today there's a few of us here. You need to hear this. So take this not from me, take it from God. Ivan, God hasn't abandoned you. Don't be afraid. Jim, you don't need to be afraid. God is your God. And Conrad, God is your God. And Jim, God is your God. He'll be with you to the very end. There's never a moment going to happen Not a moment is going to happen that you will be apart from God. Not a moment, not a second is not be there. Thank you, God. And the last one, the fourth encouragement, is he says, we're struck down, but not destroyed. We're struck down. Yeah, he knew that. Paul knew that. He was struck in every way, according to what we just read earlier. I've been struck down, he says, but I'm not destroyed. And I want to be clear about this, that Paul's talking here about death. A lot of people have different opinions about this. If you read the next verse, he's talking about death. He says, and it's in my death that I give glory to God. So he's talking about death, and there's a time in our lives when we're going to get struck down. But here's really good news, that even in death, even when I am struck down or when you are struck down, we're not destroyed. Isn't that good? About a year ago, Lorraine was struck down. And a number of years ago, Everett was struck down. And this week, Dana's dad was struck down. But he's not destroyed, Dana. He's not. And I know it's hard, and I know that it feels like he's gone, and you get this, oh, inside. Just, oh, I can't believe this. He is not destroyed. Everett, Ev, he's not destroyed. Are you kidding me? Lorraine, man, have I missed Lorraine lately? I can't even imagine, you know, how you guys do it. But you know what? She's not destroyed. She is living with Jesus, as is Ev, as is Dana's dad, as are any of the loved ones who knew Jesus. We are struck down, maybe, yeah. Sometimes we get to that point in our lives where I think God goes, okay, it's time, I'm going to bring them home. But we're not destroyed. We're not destroyed. Because God's in control. And that's just really all God wants to say today. He just wants you to know that things are hard sometimes and unfair sometimes and broken all the time. That life sometimes feels like all the walls are crashing in, you know, and they're coming in, they're pressing in on every side. I know. And sometimes we feel so weak and vulnerable. And I guess the word exposed comes to mind for me. But you know this today, that you are not abandoned, that you are not confused, you are not struck down or destroyed, and you are not squished to death. You're not. This week, you know, God speaks so clearly in his word, and we talked last week a little bit about distractions. Well, one thing that happens when you're going through a hard time is that you get back into this and you go, wow, this just jumps off the pages. God is so alive, and I need him so much. I just want to read you these words. God, someone texted me from Psalm 55 this week, and as I was reading Psalm 55, I read Psalm 54 because it was right there, and I just looked at it. I go, oh, my goodness. Thank you, oh my God, because these are words that I really took to heart and that he spoke to me. Let me just read these words. This is 55 verse 9, for later you can read this. And David says this, confuse the wicked, O Lord, confound their speech. For I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. But cast your cares on the Lord, verse 22 here, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. But you, O God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of corruption. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men will not live out half their days. Ooh. But as for me, I trust in you. Be merciful to me, O God, for men hotly pursue me. All day long they press their attacks. My slanderers pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal men do to me? If God is for us, yeah, you can clap. I think that's worth it. It's God's word. You can clap. Yeah, I thank you, God. I need that. If you're struggling, get into God's word, because God will speak to you. He'll tell you what's really true. And sometimes we do need to do things better. Sometimes we do need to back up. Sometimes we need to repent. That's all right. We don't always do everything perfectly. But I will trust in God. That's the message today. I will put my hope in Him. And I just encourage you today, and I know there's many of you that are going through a battle. There's many struggles here. There's issues with family members, issues with ex-husbands. Your children are disappointing you. Work, you need work. You need a place to live. Put your trust in God. Let's pray. Cody, you can just come up, Cody. Just do a song when we're done. So God, I thank you and just declare we need you so much. You're all we got. But you're also all that we need, Lord. And I pray that today your light will just shine brighter and that we'll gain an encouragement that we just didn't have when we got into this place. We will put an arm around each other that will encourage and that will remind each other that you are God and that we are not. And that we only need to please you. We don't need to please anyone else. That our lives would be pleasing to you, Lord, is a wonderful wonderful challenge for us. Thank you, God. And I thank you that your word tells us that whoever believes in me will not perish, but have an everlasting life. That we don't perish. Even in death, we don't perish. There's everlasting life. We live on. And I thank you, God, that we are never destroyed because of Jesus Christ. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you're here this morning, and I thank you that you lift us up. I thank you that your word reminds us that it might be hard, but it might be really hard, but don't forget I'm your God. Don't forget that I know what you don't know. Don't forget that I know where you're going. And that all of this amazing treasure is in jars of clay, so that the surpassing power of God and the glory of God would go to God. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, God.
Chose to be a part of our transformation. family in prayer with God. Hallelujah. And we ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Challenges that have come before us here as a church, as a family, Lord, that Father, you've got some wonderful things coming, and people who feel he has to work overnight. And so we just take our collective feet, Father God, and we just crush him, and we stand upon his head, because we can do that. May we be more strongly united. And the united, the union comes with trust. Not just because each other there, we not look to the left or to the right. We always straight home.
Since God has so generously led us into what He is doing, you are not about to throw up our hands and walk out the job just because you run into occasional hard times. We refuse to wear masks and play games. We don't maneuver and manipulate behind the scenes, and we don't twist God's word to suit ourselves. Rather, we keep everything we will say out in the open, the whole truth on display, so that those who want to can see and judge for themselves in the presence. Family drawn near to you, God. You are doing a mighty work.
not about today, but it's about the journey. It's about, let us fix our eyes on eternity. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. And God, we just thank you. We just thank you that you are our refuge. You're everything that we need. You are enough. So bless this family, and God, I just thank you that your glory will be with you in them and through them in this town, in this church, in this prophet, God, in your kingdom. It's your kingdom that matters.
Song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide your light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, though troubles linger still. Who shall I fear? Who shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. Your name, for you alone can save. You will deliver me. Yours is the victory. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I? Thank you.
receive God's blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord cause his countenance to fall upon you and give you peace. Go in peace. Amen.
You hear me when I call. You are my morning song.